dummy, see what you did?
Oh no, you big dummy.
You dummy!
Yeah. It's time for You Big Dummy. Dummy of the Year edition. And again, Dan, these are from the first quarter. These are the winners from each week from the first quarter of the year of last year.
Normally covering January, February, March, but because we were crowning last year's dummy in January, these
it's
are
February,
February and March.
February and March. Okay, here we go. Dummy number one, dummy number one. See how many of these we remember, everybody. Police said they've caught a pair of drug dealers using a Burger King drive-thru to sell marijuana. Garrett Norris and Megan Dearborn were arrested Saturday after the police were tipped off. Police said buyers would arrive at the restaurant and ask for Norris by his nickname, Nasty Boy. Once it was verified he was working, they would ask for their fries to be, quote-unquote, extra crispy. Money was exchanged at the drive-thru window. The drugs were not put in with any food ordered, but they were sold in a separate container. Police say the operation did not involve the franchise owners and was restricted to two employees that were arrested. Nasty Boy. I remember that one. I totally remember that one.
One dummy ain't enough in this house. You got to bring home Super Dummy.
Dummy number two. Dummy number two. Number two. A man was arrested after jogging nude around the Microsoft campus. The Redmond Police Department said female officer observed an unknown male running outside at 3:30 in the morning on January 27th. After seeing nude buttocks illuminated by a streetlight, she and another officer contacted the jogger, who was wearing nothing but a black Skechers shoes. Concerned for the cold weather, he was placed in a patrol vehicle, the Facebook post said, which questioned why he was running naked. When questioned why he was running naked, he answered, he was trying to build up his immune system to fight the cold weather. The man was not charged since there were, quote-unquote, no victims, but he was advised that nude jogging could be considered indecent exposure. We do not have pictures to share of this incident. You're welcome, the post added.
If you and Rollo gonna be in the movie, I got the perfect name for it. Super Dummies.
Dummy number three, dummy number three, dummy number three. A man has been arrested for mailing crystal... Oh, yeah, this is a good one. A man has been arrested for mailing crystal meth to his hotel that he was going to be staying at. Robert Baer, 24, of Bullhead City, Arizona, admitted he mailed the package, meth wrapped in dirty socks and paper, to the inn at Key West. On February 8th, an employee opened the small box, which was addressed only to the hotel, and had a return address with the name Robert Dean Baer on it. Hotel management called the police. When Baer came to pick up the package, he was arrested. When asked why he did it, he told the police, because, quote, because he was in town to party. He was arrested on suspicion of possession of methamphetamines, possession drug paraphernalia, and resisting arrest. And he was released at 3:15 a.m. Friday after posting a $19,000 bond.
There's something for you right here. Want it. Dummy.
All right, we'll continue. We have more of our dummy finalists coming up. Yeah. Welcome back, everybody. We are counting down to the dummy of the year. These were the winners from every week, February and March. And we will pick the biggest dummy of this week. Dummy number four. Dummy number four. All right, this was originally sent to us by listener Greg in Milwaukee. La Crosse police were called to a restaurant on Friday when someone left a baggie of meth in a tip jar. According to the police report, a customer at Famous Dave's dropped a few dollars in a tip jar along with a small plastic bag of meth. The employee called the police. By the time police arrived, the man had left the restaurant. However, he was located a short distance from the business and identified as 42-year-old Shedrick Bonner of La Crosse. Bonner said that he accidentally dropped the meth into the jar. Bonner was arrested for possession. Dummy number five. Dummy number five. Dummy five. A Florida man has been... I remember this one. This is a good one. A Florida man has been arrested after he pretended to be the drummer from the band Nickelback in order to get new music equipment. The situation began in mid-January when a company in Austria received an email from someone claiming to be Daniel Ader, drummer for the band Nickelback. The order totaled $25,000, including drum equipment and some high-end microphones. Suspicious of the order, the company contacted Nickelback's management, who confirmed that it did not come from Ader. They turned the matter over to the police, who easily identified 45-year-old Lee Howard Koenig, who had provided his home address to ship the location, shipping the location for the order. An internet search finds that Koenig is a member of three bands, including Mr. Wookie. Koenig was released from St. Lucie jail on bail, a jail official said.
Won't be long before we'll hear the pitter-patter of tiny dummies around the house.
Dummy number six. Dummy number six. A cheating boyfriend was busted in the comments section of a Burger King Instagram post. The January 11th post on Burger King's Instagram page received a comment from user Jordan underscore Von Smith 86, who wrote, quote, "My girl legit took 20 minutes ordering in the drive-thru last night. Those whoppers were worth it, though, LOL. The comment soon received a reply from the user's girlfriend, Instagram user Shane Lee underscore Rose. Excuse me, Jordan? I don't recall going last night or ever liking Burger King. Who are you talking about?" she wrote. The following comment implored the man to answer his answer the blanking question. The boyfriend shot back, "You need to chill out. I was with KitKass 01, and we was just catching up." KitKass 01 replied to the thread, saying, "Please don't bring me into this." The exchange ended with a parting shot from the man's now ex-girlfriend. "Hope the Whopper Juniors were worth it. Your stuff is outside." Other commentators on Instagram posts were shocked to witness this exchange. "Did I seriously just witness a breakup on BK's Instagram?" one user asked. God, that's good. That's so good. Dummy number seven. Dummy number seven. This story was sent to us by numerous people, including Mary, Jaquellen, Paul, Hawk of May, and Never Ready. A defense lawyer's... I remember this one, too. A defense lawyer's pants burst into flames as he began his closing arguments in an arson case. Stephen Gutierrez was to address jurors on Wednesday when smoke began billowing from his pocket, witnesses said. The attorney fled the court, later returned unharmed with a singed pocket, blaming a faulty battery in his e-cigarette. Gutierrez, who had been arguing that his client's car spontaneously caught fire, said that it was not a stunt. The defense attorney was representing Claudie Charles, who was accused of intentionally setting fire to his car in South Miami-Dade. Jurors later convicted Charles on second-degree arson. Police said prosecutors are investigating the incident. The Miami Herald reports say that officers, quote, seized several frayed e-cigarette batteries as evidence. Dummy number eight. Dummy number eight. Dummy number eight. Authorities in Maine said they seized five baby alligators after the tiny reptiles escaped from an open box inside a taxi cab. Police seized the five baby alligators from Yifen Sun 20, a Chinese citizen attending the University of Maine at Augusta. The taxi driver, Frank Folsom, said he learned his passenger was transporting the alligators when they escaped from an open cardboard box in the back seat of his cab. He said he helped capture the gators and purchased a plastic container with a lid for the rest of the trip. He said one of the alligators latched onto his sleeve during the encounter. "He got my shirt," Folsom told CentralMaine.com. "I said, he's trying to eat me." son told investigators that he had received the alligators about 2 months ago from a friend in Alabama in exchange for a turtle. These don't belong in Maine, Augusta officer Nicholas Sterling told the son. I know the movie Lake Placid says otherwise, but these don't belong in Maine. Son was issued a summons for importing or possessing wildlife without a permit. The baby gators were seized and taken to the Department of Inland Fisheries and Wildlife Facility.
I'll spell it for you. D-U-M-M-Y, period.
Dummy number nine. Dummy number nine. Number nine. There's a link on our Facebook page if you want to see this, everybody. Link on our Facebook page. Check it out. Facebook.com/Nick D Show. A burglary suspect caught in the act tried to jump a spiked fence and ended up hanging upside down with his pants around his ankles. At 10:30 a.m. on Friday, a locksmith working at Miles Exploratory Learning Center spotted a man trying to get into locked rooms. The man noticed the locksmith and fled, attempting to escape by jumping a tall spiked fence. Suspect's attempt was nearly successful, but his baggy pants got caught on the fence's spikes, and he ended up hanging upside down with his pants around his ankles. The photo of this unusual sight was snapped by Jesse Sensabaugh, who was passing by with Kristen Woodall. Police arrived in a short time, and the man was arrested. By the way, again, we have this picture of this guy hanging upside down with his pants around his ankles. And you can check that out at Facebook.com/Nick D Show.
Dummy.
All right. Do we have time to vote? Yeah? Okay, we got time to vote. All right, well, let's do a recap here. We got the guy nicknamed Nasty Boy who was selling pot at a drive-thru, a Burger King drive-thru, extra crispy. We got the man jogging around naked to build up his immunity to the cold. We got the dummy who mailed crystal meth to the hotel that he'd be staying at. We got the dummy who dropped meth into a tip jar. We got the dummy who pretended to be the drummer from Nickelback to try and order drum equipment. We got the dummy lawyer whose pants burst into flame while arguing an arson case. By the way, he lost the case, too. Not only did his pants set on fire, but he lost the case. We have the dummy who tried to transport 5 baby alligators in a box. And we got the dummy robber who got caught on a spiked fence with his pants around his ankles. All right. Dan, who are you going to go for here?
You know, I do love when there are themes. It's a hell of a couple months for Burger King.
Yeah.
There's a hell of a couple months for people putting their return address on drugs or stolen items.
Exactly.
The picture of the guy who got his pants caught is fantastic,
yeah.
But I think I have to go with the Burger King Instagram fight. That is pretty spectacular.
The breakup, the Instagram breakup from Burger King.
Yes.
Okay. Vic, are you able to vote here?
Yeah, you know, I'm going to go with that genius, the genius that posted his happenings on social media as well. I mean, he brought in the seemingly innocent KitKat 01 to this whole thing as well. and then not to mention dragging Burger King's good name into the murky waters with this alleged deceitful rendezvous. I'll go with him.
Okay. All right. That's 2 for the Burger King breakup on Instagram. All right, Esmeralda, where are you going?
I got to go with the with Nasty Boy.
Oh, now the other Burger King story.
Yes, only because you went by Nasty Boy.
Nasty Boy. And you have to ask for your fries extra crispy. That's when you get the drugs.
I think he had a whole thing set up.
All set up.
Good job, Nasty Boy.
Okay, you're going with that. I got to go with the guys on this one. I'm going with the Burger King break. Burger King got all the votes, by the way, in our first round. So our first finalist for Dummy of the Year is the dummy who got caught cheating because of his Burger King Instagram post. All right, congratulations to that dummy. All right, we got a break here. The news is coming up in just a few seconds. So when I'm in your neighborhood, you better duck, because Ice Cube is crazy as F-bomb. As I leave, believe I'm stomping, but when I come back, boy, I'm coming straight. Out of context, context, context. Context, context.
What's up?
Tell them where you're from.
Straight out of context.
Yeah, that's right. Hi, everybody. Nick DiGilio here on 720 WGN. We're live in the Allstate studio, 7th floor of the Trib Tower here till 5. Steve Grzanich has the opening bell at 5, and the great Steve Cochran at 6 for your morning drive. It's Friday. That means Fly Jams Friday. We'll be coming up. Get your funky requests in, 312-981-7200. And, yeah, and this is straight out of context. You guys know this bit. This is where we, you guys listen 24-7 whenever anybody says something that you can pull out of context and it sounds dirty and it makes you giggle, jot down the day, the time, who said it, and send it to nickdshow@gmail.com. This is our first one in 3 weeks.
Yes.
Dan, so let's get to it.
Yes, and thanks to everybody who submitted. We aren't able to use all of them, all 80 submissions.
And we thank you guys so much for the submissions and for participating in these Friday morning shows.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
First up, Wild Bill, heard this exchange between you and Esmeralda.
So it's really small then.
It's very tiny.
Yeah. Okay.
Very tiny.
Was that 3 weeks ago? Was that before the break? Or was that just the...
That was part of what Esmeralda by that.
So so it was before the break.
Yes.
Okay. All righty then.
Tim submitted this one of Steve Cochran.
All right, I will do it tonight, okay. And I'll let you know.
All right.
Margaret from the North Side emailed this one of Rokan.
That was the greatest 17 seconds of my life.
That's good. Good for you, Ro. All right.
An 815 texter sent in this one of you.
He was in shock when he saw the size of it. Well, what the hell was I talking about there?
It was a You Big Dummy story the size of a piece of excrement the delivery driver had left on a...
That's right.
Driveway.
On the driveway, right. Okay.
Jesse heard this one of Esmeralda.
Do you imagine inside? With those sparkles all over?
Yes!
Yes.
That was from... I remember that was from Would Esmeralda Buy That... yeah. Yep. Okay.
Eric submitted this one of Mary Vanveld and Steve Cochran.
Plus, you're there for 10 minutes.
Yeah.
$50?
It's a solid 10.
By the way, that's birthday girl, Mary Vanveld. Wishing her a happy birthday when she gets here in a little bit. All right.
Tim in Oak Forest emailed this one of Violetta Podramatic.
And let me tell you, it tastes delicious.
Okay.
Zach sent in this one of Roger Badish.
If you're squeezing the thing 100,000 times, something's got to happen.
Oh, my God. Oh, my God. That's just ridiculous. All right.
Brian heard this one of Lou Manfredini.
All you need is a quarter of an inch.
There you go, Esmeralda. First Lou of 2018.
All right.
Got many more to come, I'm sure. All right.
Kevin from Iowa submitted this one of you and Esmeralda.
Oh, come on now. It was long. It was fun.
Very tired.
It was fun, though.
It was fun.
What? What were we talking about?
That was...
Oh, the day that we stayed through the holiday party?
Okay. We were talking about it that following Monday morning.
Okay.
Kevin from Iowa also emailed this one of me.
Oh, you pulled it out.
All right.
Ted sent in this one to Violetta.
Get in while it's hot and get out before it's not hot.
Wow. Wow, all right.
Scott from Streamwood heard this one of Patty Vasquez.
You have to be on me.
What? What? All right.
Canadian Bill submitted this one of our own Vic Vaughn.
I'll have to review that poll later.
That's good. That's a good one. All right.
Mark emailed this one of you.
You're going number two. God. Oh, man. All right.
Eric sent in this one of Andrea Darlis.
That was a quickie.
Wow. Filthy. That morning show is filth. Mm-hmm. Filth.
Eric also heard this exchange between Lou Manfredini and Jasmine Cooper.
Would you just like me to hit a button? You tell me.
I can hit it.
All right, go right ahead.
Oh, man. All right.
Brian submitted this one of John Williams.
How would you do it if you were doing it?
Just curious. Just John J. Dub, just curious.
Eric also emailed this one of Doma T. Pungo.
It tastes much better than it smells.
Yes. Oh. Well, that's good. All right.
Brian heard this one of Dean Richards.
The beaver's name is Bucky.
I was wondering when Dino was going to show up. We were sorely lacking some Dino. All right.
Wild Bill submitted this one of Brian Noonan.
I'd give her a nice piece.
Come on now. Come on. All right.
Hawk of May emailed this one of Wendy Snyder.
There's just some stiffness involved.
She was talking about her knee, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Okay.
Tim and Aaron in Aurora heard these of Bill Leff and Roger Badish.
Yeah, Roger Badish said that he'll just hold it up during the entire broadcast.
You know, I've got a perfect angle here. Not only can I hold it up, but then I can do all my other work at the same time.
What? Okay.
Ken in Milwaukee submitted this one of Wendy.
We would go and do like a bonus Jack, and I'm like, they're not really that good.
Were they talking about Jack in the Box?
They were.
Wow, something in the air, man.
Yeah, apparently.
Did Dave talk about the Fantastic Tacos?
She did, actually.
Oh man! You see, Esmeralda? You see? Everybody loves the Jack in the Box greasy tacos.
She had mentioned that she's like, were they really that good? And Bill said they absolutely were.
Yes.
She goes, you know, they don't have any here, but they have a ton in Nashville. So when they were in Nashville,
she made
several stops to the Jack, and the family weren't enough for her.
Oh, man, that's fantastic. Wow, I can't believe that the Jack in the Box tacos got conversation started on two different radio shows on this station. That shows you the impact the Jack in the Box tacos have on humanity. All right.
Brian emailed this one of Steve Bertrand.
It's the length.
Uh-huh. All right.
Mike Jacobson, morning show producer, sent in this one of Steve Cochran.
Just the way I like it. Fuzzy and soft.
Oh, man. Oh, man. Nice ears there, Jake.
A fine capper for Jake.
Yeah.
By the way, congratulations on his engagement. Farewell, Mike.
Yeah.
John heard this one of Rod Pyle.
It got everybody kind of excited because it was big and long and skinny.
Wow. I didn't even, you know, I was so immersed into the conversation with Rod that I didn't even realize that he did that. Wow, good job.
Jesse submitted this one of Lisa Wolf.
I like it nice and slow, Roger.
Oh, come on. Jeez. All right.
And finally, Jesse emailed this one of Hannah Stanley.
Don't stop.
Nice job. All right, should we wait on the all right, we're gonna get a break here for some weather and some traffic, and then we come back. Nick D's show, Spies. And again, listen 24/7. Somebody says something that sounds dirty, jot it down, send it to nickdshow@gmail.com. And if somebody mentions me or the show in any capacity, you become a spy. Jot that down and send it to Nick D's show, Spies. Or no, send it to nickdshow@gmail.com. All right. Let's do the weather. We got the traffic coming up right here.
Spies.
Hey.
Someone took your plans away. So what's all of us? There ain't nobody. Spies.
Spies. Spies. Like us.
Yes, sir. Welcome back, everybody. Nick DiGilio here on 720 WGN, and we're live in the Allstate studio here. It's Friday morning, Fly Jams Friday. Coming up, get ready to request your funky favorites at 312-981-7200. But right now, it's time for Nick D's show, Spies. This is when you listen 24-7. And whenever I am mentioned or the show is mentioned in any capacity, we want to know about it. You're a spy. Jot it all down and send it to nickdshow@gmail.com. Okay, Dan.
Two clips this week. Our spies were Peter and Decatur, Brian and Aaron in Aurora. John Williams' portion of our recent holiday spectacular mentioned you.
What I have are the Christmas memories from members of the staff.
Oh, nice.
It's a quiz game. You need to tell me who I'm describing. The absolute best Christmas gift I ever received were the newfangled technology of the future, VHS copies of John Carpenter's Halloween and the classic horror masterpiece Phantasm. I watched them over and over so much I wore out the tapes. Who would that be?
I'm going Nick DiGilio 100%. Ding, ding, ding. I'm all in on Nick DiGilio.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's right. Good going. You know, did you know that you know this, Dan, because you worked with Bill for a while. I didn't discover this till a couple of years ago. He's obsessed with Phantasm.
He is indeed, yes.
Did you know that, Esmeralda?
I did not.
Yeah. I thought I was the only one. But no, we had a nice long conversation about Phantasm at last year's Christmas radio special that we did a year ago. We talked about it for like a half an hour, a conversation about. Did he ever talk to you about Phantasm?
You know, he never did. So
it's amazing. I didn't know that. I thought I was the only one at this radio station obsessed with Phantasm, but I'm not. All right. I knew Bill would get that immediately. Come on. All right. Okay, what's next?
Our other clip, Pete McMurray and Gene Monzuris were talking about Bon Jovi, and Mary Vandeveld mentioned your hatred of him.
I love Bon Jovi. Love him. Seen him probably a half a dozen times.
Everyone
in
loves
concert.
Bon Jovi.
Yes.
Except Nick DiGilio. Can't stand him.
That's too bad, because
so
they make great music.
We have this argument every time he talks about Bon Jovi on here.
Does he not like the person, or does he not like the music?
He doesn't think they're it's authentic music.
What do you mean?
That's what he says. He doesn't think they're real musicians and authentic. Yeah.
Okay.
I mean, you have to say, so I'm not a huge fan of Bon Jovi, which I think it's only because they got too big, and I don't always like bands that are like
because
too big.
When John Bon Jovi sings in concert, now he does jazz hands when he sings.
But if you have the longevity and of what they have and the success, then you kind of like, okay, yeah, they're the real deal.
Right.
Yeah.
No, they're not. They suck. Every time we talk about Bon Jovi, I am so mystified at this sudden reversal of history on this band. Trust me on this. Real music fans in the 80s thought Bon Jovi was a joke. They were bad, ridiculous hair metal. Light pop hair metal. They sucked. And then suddenly there's this reverence for them. Like 25 years later, suddenly they're a good band. They were a joke in the 80s. A joke. And we should go back in time and get like copies of Rolling Stone or copies of Spin when they were at the height of their popularity, when Slippery When Wet was out. And I guarantee you all the reviews would be bad. And then suddenly Rolling Stone puts them on the cover 25 years later. One of the most important bands of all time. No. You know what we need to pull out at some point, Dan? Oh, jeez,
yep.
that's gonna end up on the show next
422.
Week. 422. Yeah, is the triumph insult comic dog when he was hanging out with Bon Jovi? One of the funniest things I've ever seen in my life. Well, Robert Smigel's a genius, as we all know. But my favorite one was he starred in. I don't know if you know this or not, but John Bon Jovi starred in the sequel to John Carpenter's Vampires. I don't know if you knew this or not. There was a straight-to-video sequel that Carpenter had nothing to do with. He didn't do it. Somebody else made it, but it was a sequel, and John Bon Jovi was in it. And so, so Triumph goes, I understand that you're in a movie with vampires. And John Bon Jovi goes, yeah. He goes, well, finally, finally, you're in a legitimate reason to suck. Oh, I hate Bon Jovi.